U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic contends that Senator George conspired to defraud the state by getting $270,000 in kickbacks on legal fees paid by the Opportunities Industrialization Center. OIC is one of the agencies chosen by former Governor Thompson to run the W-2 program in Milwaukee. OIC hired Georgia's personal attorney, Mark Sosterich, and Biskupic alleges that Sosterich reportedly gave George most of his monthly retainer and other legal fees from the nonprofit.
Well, part of what's alleged in the indictment is that Senator George purposely concealed from state officials that he was getting this money from OIC.
Biskupic also says George and a Virgin Islands television station partly controlled by George received up to $120,000 from an unnamed Wisconsin businessman who George allegedly helped receive state construction contracts. Also, George is charged with using state employees to conduct the affairs of his own law practice and the Virgin Islands TV station. The second conspiracy charge against Senator George alleges he conspired with Sosterich to receive $50,000 in kickbacks from legal fees paid to the Police Athletic League. George has chaired the executive board of the league, which runs youth sports programs in Milwaukee. Sosterich has agreed to plead guilty to his involvement in this part of the case. Biskupic says he is not out to send a broad message to public officials.
To the extent that, you know, other public officials are not involved in wrongdoing, then there's nothing to worry about on their behalf.
If convicted, George could face hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines and up to 10 years in prison. George recently lost a recall race for his Senate seat and has not been showing up at the state capitol over the last month. He may have to show up in federal court in December. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.